What's going on, sports world? It's RW, Robert White, Four Court Press Podcast. I'm going to jump right into it. It's a problem. It's a big problem. And I didn't even see this. It was told to me. I had to do my research. You guys ever heard of Bleacher Report? The so-called sports app that think they writers know everything? So they did a top 50 greatest NBA players of all time. What in the hell was they thinking? So I looked at the list. I damn near passed out. Excuse my language. I damn near passed out. How in the hell is Kobe Bryant ranked 14th on this list? Again, how in the hell is Kobe Bryant ranked 14th on this list? The people that they got ahead of Kobe shouldn't be in front of Kobe Bryant. This is blasphemous. This is evil. Like Shannon Sharp said, this is gross. This is disrespectful. Quite frankly, I am appalled. Very appalled. I can't believe what I read. I can't believe what I seen. Kobe, Black Mamba. Son of Jelly Bean. Son of Pam Bryant. The greatest shooting guard in the history of the NBA. The history of the NBA. Let me just say this. If Michael Jordan stayed retired in 1993 and never came back to football, basketball, excuse me, Kobe jumped on the scene. It won't be no who the greatest of all time, Wilt or Michael. It'd be Wilt Chamberlain, Kobe Bryant. That's all I'm saying. No disrespect to Michael Jordan, the greatest NBA player of all time. No disrespect to Aaroness, MJ23. That's just how I feel. So you mean to tell me, from 14 to 1, they got Kobe Bryant number 14? Again, the second greatest shooting guard in the history of the NBA. Now, let's look at this list. Seriously. I'm not even going from 50 to 14. I'm going 14 to 1. 14 to 1. You got the Dream in front of Kobe Bryant, Hakeem Olajuwon. You got David Robinson in front of Kobe Bryant. You got the Big O in front of Kobe Bryant. You got Steph Curry, man, please, in front of Kobe Bryant. You got Wilt Chamberlain in front of Kobe Bryant. You got Bill Russell in front of Kobe Bryant. You got Tim Duncan. Really? Really? Tim Duncan over Kobe Bryant? You got Shaq over Kobe Bryant? You got Larry Legend, Larry Bird over the Black Mamba? You got Magic over the Black Mamba? You got the captain, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, over the Black Mamba. And how in the hell you got LeBron James over the Black Mamba? And Michael Jordan, number one. Now, out of that top 50, out of that top 14 I just named, that's over Kobe Bryant. Michael Jordan, the captain, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, Magic Johnson, Wilt Chamberlain. I understand this in front of Kobe. I get that. I can understand that. Wilt Chamberlain, 30 points per game for his career, 22.9 rebounds. The man averaged 50 and 25 for two straight seasons. The Big Dipper, I could get that. That's no problem. I could get Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, the all-time NBA scoring champion, scoring leader, the captain, six rings. First of all, when they talk about the greatest of all time, there's no way in the world he would get disrespected. He should be in that category. Not Michael Dillon, LeBron, and such and such. Michael, Wilt, Kareem, point blank. But since the media don't like Kareem, because Kareem spoke his mind, Kareem believed in his religious beliefs, they don't like that. They don't like that. Stick the basketball on the court, not off the court. With this media, the media personalities get so personal. They want to be disrespectful and do things like this, make these lists. That's inappropriate. I said it, inappropriate. Tim Duncan should not be in front of Kobe Bryant. Larry Bird should not be in front of Kobe Bryant. Sorry, Larry. Like Steph Curry, should not be in front of Kobe Bryant. LeBron James should not be in front of Kobe Bryant. Not even a dream. Not even a dream. Everybody let a dream shake, the footwork and everything. You know, the only reason Dream got two rings, let's be real about this, folks, because Michael Jeffrey Jordan ain't play basketball. So every time the NBA Hall of Fame have their ceremony, Hakeem, the Dream, Olajuwon, she have two of the most expensive champagne bottles waiting for Michael Jordan and saying, thank you, Michael. Because ain't no way in the world Michael was there, the Rockets would have won two titles. The Bulls won 8 straight titles. Point blank. Point blank. David Robinson, the Admiral. He's better than Kobe Bryant. Seriously, he's better than Kobe Bryant. Yeah, I just don't get it. I don't understand it. I don't know how many times I'm going to disrespect this man, Kobe Black Bane Bryant. I don't understand it. Kobe Bryant resume. Kobe Bryant resume is better than Tim Duncan's, Hakeem the Dream, the Big O. No disrespect to Big O, Oscar Robertson had a triple-double back-to-back seasons. But damn it, what we seen Russell Westbrook do, I'm sorry. Russell was doing it now. Sorry, Big O. No disrespect to you, sir. You're Hall of Famer. I get it. But we seen somebody else doing it. Shaquille O'Neal, the most dominant big man in his era, had the luxury to play with Kobe Bryant. And I watched games. I watched the finals. I watched the playoffs. I watched how the Black Mamba had to bail out the Lakers in the fourth quarter time and time and time again. Shaq know it. Everybody always talking about Shaq got him the rings. Listen, let me tell you this. Take Kobe off that team, Shaq don't have 3 rings. That's all I'm saying. They can say all they want. Oh, it was all Shaquille O'Neal against the Sixers. All Shaq against Indiana. All Shaq against New Jersey. Hey, listen, Phil did the right thing. If you got a big man on the opposite team that can't guard my big man, Shaq, barbecue chicken, you kill Rick Smits. Shaq, barbecue chicken, you kill Tom McCullough, Matt Geiger, and Dikembe Mutombo. You kill the next year Tom McCullough. You're supposed to do that. Average 35 and 15, 40 and 20. That's nothing. But guess who was controlling the floor? The offense, the triangle offense. Number 8 at the time. Not the 24. Not the 24 Kobe Bryant. The number 8 Kobe Bryant. 27. 9-8. Look at the stats. That's all I'm saying. He controlled that tempo. He controlled Indiana. He controlled Jersey. Huh? That's all I'm saying. He controlled the Philly series on that perimeter. That's all I'm saying. Seriously. If you don't believe me, Google the games. Look at the stats. That's all you got to do. That's what y'all like to do anyway. Always throw numbers out. I said, oh, you know, look at the numbers. Look at the numbers. Man, listen, I don't care about shoot percentages. They pay somebody to shoot the ball. That's why you're shooting guard. Point blank. I don't care about no high shoot percentage, low shoot percentage. Man, it's basketball. Now, listen to this. Kobe Bryant's career, his resume. And these guys, like I said, the Dream, David Robinson, the Big O, Steph Curry, Bill Russell, 22 points in 15 rebounds of his career. That's Bill Russell. 22 and 15. You want to put Bill in front of Kobe? Okay, fine. Fine. Yeah, I can't argue. I can't argue. That's Bill Russell. That's BR. 22 points, 15 rebounds. Damn it. The man got more championship rings than I got fingers. Sorry. You know, I'm sorry. Bill Russell goes in front of Kobe. But the Dream don't. David Robinson don't. The Big O don't. Steph Curry sure don't. Shaq don't. Larry Bird don't. LeBron don't. Tim Duncan don't. Let's be real about this. Magic goes in front of Kobe, understand. Michael Jordan, understand. Wilt Chamberlain, understand. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, again, understand. Bill Russell, understand. They the only ones. So you mean to tell me, Steph Curry, his resume is better than Kobe Bryant right now? Y'all looking at those 3-point shooting? Oh, we see, you know what Steph's doing. He's changing the game from the shooting axe, you know, from the shooting point of the NBA. We get it. Now you got big guys, 7-footers, want to shoot the ball instead of going on the box and doing what they're supposed to do. They want to shoot threes, stretch four, stretch five. They only got no center position in the NBA no more. It's always a stretch four or whatever, small forward, you know? But let me tell you one thing about that. Steph Curry, good as you are, great shooter of all. Great shooter. He don't show up in the NBA Finals. How about that? Great for the regular season. Great for a couple playoff series. But when we talk about NBA Finals, where's Steph Curry? Vamoosh. Like the Gooch. Invisible Billy. You sitting against Toronto? You sitting against Cleveland? How many times? I see what Kyrie made him dance. I see what Kyrie did to him in the 2015, I believe, NBA Finals. It was down 3-1, came back. Even this year, where he was at? He had one good game. One good game. Never heard from him after that. I remember when he first played Cleveland, Dellavedova was all in his chest. Iguodala won MVP of the Finals. Durant won MVP of the Finals twice. Remember that? When it's NBA Finals time, Steph nowhere to be found in a 6 or 7 game series. That's all I'm saying. He might have 2 good games, but it's only one. Only one. Be real about that. Kobe got 5 NBA championships. 5 titles. 2-time NBA Finals MVP. NBA Most Valuable Player. He should have had 3. Not 1, 3. They robbed him. Ain't no way in the world. Steve Nash. She had 2 back-to-back MVPs over the Black Mamba. Y'all want to throw numbers? Look at the numbers. Look at Kobe did. Look at Kobe average. The machine. The number 8 Kobe. Not 24. He had the number 8. Look what he did. Look what he did. Because Steve Kerr went to finals that year. He didn't go to the finals. He never tasted champagne in June in his life. Then they gave one to Dirk Nowitzki. Look at Kobe numbers when Dirk got it. I believe Dirk was out in the first round. He was home before Father's Day and before Mother's Day. What Baron Davis and Steven Jackson and Matt Barnes did to that team. You talking about snatch your heart, cut your throat? That's what he did to Dirk Nowitzki, you know. Best record in the NBA, best in the West, MVP. He was going in the first round. That man was home in a week after the playoffs started. Like I say, he was home before Mother's Day. Again, Kobe Bryant, 18-time NBA All-Star, 4-time NBA All-Star game MVP, 11 first-team All-NBA, 11 first-team All-NBA. Huh? 11. 11. He should have had 13. They gave him 2-time All-NBA, twice second team in his career, 2000, 2001. He should have been the first team on that one. Then it was disrespectful how they gave him a All-NBA third team in 2005. I get it, 99. It's a locker year. I ain't worrying about that. But 2005? Stop right there. They need to cut this out. 9-time NBA All-Defensive first team. 9 times. 3-time NBA All-Defensive second team. So he said 12 times he made a defensive team. 9 first team, 3 second team, 2-time NBA scoring champion, slam dunk champion, all NBA rookie second team. I don't understand that either, but I get it. I get it. He ain't start. AI was doing his thing. He was starting. No disrespect to Allen Iverson. High school player of the year, 1996. 2-time gold medalist. 2-time gold medalist. Remember, y'all. They ain't get a gold medal until he joined their team, him and Jason Kidd. They already had LeBron and D-Wade and Melo and all of them. Remember that? It was called the Redeem Team. Kobe, led by Kobe and Jason Kidd. 2 gold medals, 2008 in Beijing, 2012 in London. Then he got another gold medal in FIBA War Game, 2007. You know? So again, 33,643 points for his career, 25 points per game, his career average, 5.2 rebounds, 5 assists. I just don't understand how in the hell he's number 14 on this list. Who be making these lists? It gives me a headache. It's so disrespectful. I don't understand it. Where is Scoop Jackson? Where I need him at? Scoop, where are you at? You need to intervene, Scoop. You need to do a segment on ESPN about this, Scoop. This is ridiculous. This is blasphemous. I don't get it. I just don't understand. Now, how you got LeBron number 2? How's LeBron number 2? See, when I talk to people, I try to tell people this. There's no knock on LeBron James. No disrespect for LeBron James. LeBron James, to me, 2 years ago, surpassed as the greatest small forward in the game. Always said it was Larry Bird. You give me heart, guts, wisdom over athleticism any day. Now, Larry Bird's career numbers is 26 points, 11 rebounds. Larry Bird is 6'9". And Larry Bird, night in and night out, had to play against Hall of Fame power forwards. Dr. J one night, Dominic Newark was the next night, Adrian Dantley the next night, Bobby Damages the next night, Michael Cooper the next night, Larry Nance the next night, Bernard King, King of Pain the next night, Julius the Dr. J Irvin the next night, Big Game James Worthy, Tom Chambers. The list goes on and on and on. This is a labor had to deal with. Dominique Wilkins, the most athletic small foot I've ever seen in my life. Human highlight film. The name fits him. So you got LeBron James ranked number 2 of all time. So you mean tell me LeBron James better than Will Chamberlain? LeBron James better than Bill Russell? LeBron James better than Magic Johnson? See, Magic Johnson's so humble. That's why I love Magic. Magic said, all them guys, they better than me. But we all know the real deal. Magic, 6'9 point guard deluxe. The greatest showman in NBA history. So LeBron James better than Kareem Abdul-Jabbar? I can't hear you. Talk to me. America, talk to me. Yes or no? Is LeBron James better than Kareem Abdul-Jabbar? Okay. All right. Okay. No problem. Again, the people that made this list don't know what the hell they doing. Because how in the world you leave off Allen Iverson? You got Paul Gasol up there over Allen Iverson. You got Bob Pettit up there over Allen Iverson. No disrespect to Dwayne Wade. You got Dwayne Wade on the list over Allen Iverson. You got Paul Pierce on the list over Allen Iverson. Allen Iverson. Let me give y'all my top 5 shooting guards in history of NBA. I'm not even going 1 through 10. Let me give you just 5. Michael Air Jordan. Kobe Bryant. And then it's Allen Iverson. Then it's Tracy McGrady. Dwayne Wade. Jordan, Kobe, Allen Iverson, Tracy McGrady, Dwayne Wade. My top 5 shooting guards in the history of the NBA. I'm not going 6 through 10. I'm talking about top 5. On the right-hand side. 5 on the right-hand side. And Allen Iverson don't make this list. The answer don't make this list. Georgetown Hoyer don't make this list. You out your mind. Allen Iverson is a Hall of Famer. Allen Iverson is the greatest in my eyes, and a lot of people's eyes, the greatest, how can I say it, below the rim player in the history of the NBA. Small man. Below the rim. Played big, though, didn't he? Asked Marcus Camby. Played big, didn't he? As University of Connecticut. As Villanova. Asked my Lakers, 2001 Lakers. I think he averaged 35 a game. Ask Tyronn Lue. How you leave the answer, the trendsetter of the NBA. He was a trendsetter. Trendsetter. You leave this man off the list. For what? For what? Oh, I get it. He ain't listen to, you know, iced out jewelry all the time. Baggy jeans. He ain't wear no suits. Cornrows and braids. Speak how he want to, you know, speak his mind. You know where that come from again? The media. Separating personalness over his own job on a hardwood basketball court. This man gave it all every night. Played through pain. Gave it all every night. So y'all gonna take the off the court stuff, then on the court stuff, right? See, the people in the NBA that know the game, that played the game, Allen Iverson be on that list. You heard what Shaq said in his Hall of Fame speech. We mentioned Allen Iverson. Matter of fact, y'all go on YouTube. YouTube Shaq Hall of Fame speech. See what Shaq said about Allen Iverson the answer. And Bernard King not on the list. So, small four, the king of pain, Bernard King, Mr. New York City, king of New York. Know what you need to do? Know what y'all need to do? Bleacher Report, watch the 1984 NBA playoffs when the Celtics played the New York Knicks. The king of pain, asked Larry Bird about him. Ask Dennis Johnson. God bless your soul. Ask Dennis Johnson. as Danny Ainge, as ML Carr, as Cornbread, Cedric Maxwell, as the Chief, as Kevin McHale, as Chris Ford. As Scott Webb. I'm naming the list on and on. As Quinn Buckner, as Casey Jones. The man played with broke fingers. The King of Pain. It was taped up like a duck. Killing him. The world seen it. Killing him. Library had no answers for him. Larry tell you himself. But he's not on this list. You got Paul Pierce on this list over Bernard King. No, we get it. Paul Pierce got one championship. I understand that. Yeah, Kevin Garnett on that team did. As well as Ray Allen. That's all I'm saying. Bernard King. King of New York. King of Pain. He ain't on this list. Small forwards. You got to be kidding me. Bleacher Report writers, y'all know basketball. You don't know the game of basketball. You need to sit down and comprehend. Let everything marinate before you start typing and writing. See, I get it. You guys want to start this controversy up. That's all. That's all. The stuff y'all say gets people like myself shaking their head. It gets people that's, you know, former athletes that's on TV shaking their heads too. Paul Gasol is on the list over Allen Iverson. I get it. Paul Gasol is a Hall of Famer. Hall of Famer. AI is already a Hall of Famer. Paul Gasol is one of the greatest skilled big men, international and NBA. We get that. I understand that. No disrespect to Paul. There's no disrespect to you, Paul. Powell. I'm sorry, Powell. But again, Allen Iverson is listening. You are Powell? Mm-mm. Just ain't right. Just ain't right. Bleacher Report need to stop it. They really need to do. They really need to stop it. Kobe Bryant, number 14 on the list again. 14 on this list. I just don't understand it. It gives me a headache. It gives me a headache. I don't get it. I just don't get it. If you ask the players right now in the NBA, players just no matter of fact, if you ask the last 5 years, or the last 10, as NBA players that played against Kobe, that never played against Kobe, and that played with Kobe Bryant. Coaches too. Where would Kobe Bryant be at in the top 10? Top 10. See, this is what people get. This is what people, they always say, well, you know, Wilt and Russell, they're already up there. You know, it's Wilt and Russell. Okay, that's good. So this is like football. Jim Brown, Gail Sayers, just like football. We get that. Russell and Wilt. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. Wilt, Russell, Kareem, Magic, and Jordan. Okay, Kobe should be right under that. He should be six right under that. Right under that list, Kobe should be number six. Wilt Chamberlain, Bill Russell, Magic Johnson, Michael Jordan. Kobe should be six. Wilt, Kareem, Russell, Magic, and Michael. Y'all even had Steph Curry with Kevin Durant. And God knows, take Kevin Durant off that team, Golden State will not have three championships. And y'all treated, and they treated Kevin Durant wrong. Treated them wrong. Kevin never felt like he was a Golden State Warrior. It felt like Johnny Gill going to New Edition. Felt like Johnny Gill and Bobby left. You're just a replacement. You're not an original. It's not Bobby, Ralph, Ricky, and Ronnie. You're Johnny. That's why Kevin Durant rolled. I don't blame him. Not here in Brooklyn. But again, Steph Curry over Kobe Bryant. LeBron James over Kobe Bryant. The Big O, Oscar Robertson over Kobe Bryant. And I get it. The old heads, I understand it. The Big O, average triple-double, this and that. Cincinnati Bearcats, Kansas City Royals, Milwaukee Bucks. I get that. But seriously, stop it. Stop it. Take the personal stuff away. We're talking about basketball. We're talking about the Black Mamba. Kobe Bryant was box office. Kobe Bryant was box office. That's like going to see a Denzel Washington movie. Michael Max, box office. Training Day, box office. Will Smith, Bad Boys. Martin Lawrence, box office. Kobe Bryant was box office must-see TV. When the Lakers was rolling, the Lakers are number one draw in the NBA. On the road, on TV the most. When you can sell out your road arenas, not Staples Center, not the Forum. When you come to Philly, New York, Boston, the Garden, Chicago, Denver, San Antonio, Cleveland, Miami, Orlando, Dallas, Portland, OKC. They come to see the Black Mamba. They ain't coming to see them other players. That's real about it. No disrespect to y'all. They come to see the Black Mamba. For real. I'm just being honest. Box office. The man bought it every night. Hard work. Dedication. Played through pain. Pain. Kobe Bryant. The Beautiful Mind of Kobe Bryant. That movie, The Beautiful Mind, that was Kobe Bryant. And I heard Matt Barnes say that. He said, watching Kobe, playing against Kobe, playing with Kobe, it's like it was a beautiful mind. I had the luxury to see Kobe Bryant out of his 20-year career 14 times. 14 times. The other six, he was hurt. And 1 year, I refused to go see the Lakers when they had Smush Parker and all them on the team being disrespectful to him. It kind of reminded me of Derek Jeter last year with the New York Yankees. I seen him in high school. I knew he was going to be great. I just knew it. You could see and feel somebody going to be great, like Ken Griffey Jr. You could feel it and see it. Again, y'all got this man number 14 on his top 50 list. This is ridiculous. Ridiculous. You know what they need to do? They need to have the players, again, they need to have the players do this list. NBA players. NBA players on this list. They need to have the NBA players do this list. Coaches as well. In the past, in the present. Coaches not biased. Coaches you like Hubie Brown, Pat Riley, coaches like that. Phil Jackson, Popovich, Larry Brown, those type of coaches. For real. You can have media guys do it. Get the true media guys. Jeff Van Gundy, Mark Jackson, Kenny Smith, Ernie Johnson. That's part of the media, right? Former players, part of the media. Mike Fratello. People like that. Especially Hubie Brown, that knows the game of basketball. Mike Krzyzewski, John Thompson. John Chaney, that knows the game of basketball. Ask some type of people. Ask these new guys, these media guys. They don't know what they're doing. They don't know what they're saying. They don't even know what they're talking about. I read some of the stuff on Twitter. It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous what y'all be saying. My goodness. RW Podcast, RW Four Court Press Podcast. You can find me on Stitcher, Spotify, Anchor, Breaker, Podcast, Google Podcast, Apple Podcast. You can find me on them networks. I have no more to say about this segment no more, America. Thanks for tuning in. Peace, love, and blessings.